is there a part of the state you've never really visited? A state park or a restaurant you've heard of that's been on your list to check out? That might be a great opportunity to make a little extra time to take some roads less traveled, like Wisconsin's trunk highways, scenic byways, and back roads. Our next guest knows the value in taking a drive just to see what's there, and maybe some of you have discovered that as well. He's driven all over Wisconsin on state trunk highways, driving them from end to end wherever the roads may go. Sometimes their paths make sense. Sometimes they don't at all. We want to hear your stories at 800-642-1234. Did you take any interesting drives this winter? What's the most interesting thing you've come across while driving through Wisconsin, whether it was on a back road, a trunk highway, or maybe just your regular commute? Do you have an attraction, restaurant, or other type of place that you think is a hidden gem? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or comment on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Back for round two of Wisconsin Driving, Eric Paulson co-hosts the Discover Wisconsin show Sundays on Fox 6 in Milwaukee. He's also a radio DJ on Milwaukee's 95.7 and Rewind 92.1 in Madison. He runs a Wisconsin road trip website called statetrunktour.com, and he's joining us from our Milwaukee studios. Eric, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Judith. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, well, we had so much fun with you the first time. We thought, why not? And spring, you know, I think everybody's kind of getting an itch to get outside, go somewhere. You know, and we talked with you back in January. For listeners who missed that talk, tell us a little bit about your project.
Well, I do agree on the spring fever right now. It's sunny. It's in the upper 50s over here, at least. And everybody's out running and looking around. Great time to start thinking about road trips. And the reason I started State Trunk Tour is out of just really a childhood curiosity. I was always fascinated with roads and where they lead to. And the numbered system, if you followed, like when I was a little kid, I lived in Oconomowoc. If you just followed 16, for example, out of town, where would it take you? Where would 67 take you? And that just kind of, it was something that was always an interest of mine. And I got the idea to turn it into a state trunk tour, oh gosh, about 12 years ago now at this point.
And what is a trunk highway for those who aren't familiar with the term?
Trunk highways actually started with the railroads, and a trunk route is anything that connects two points of importance. So when they had the railroads as trunk routes, and then when they started a road system, they just brought the trunk term over there too. I mean, it's kind of an old term in a way. I'm almost bringing it back. But Wisconsin was the first governmental unit in the world to use a numbering system for highways. So that's another unique twist about our state that I think adds to this.
You know, when we talked with you last time, we found out that a lot of people have some kind of hobby that also goes along with driving around. For some, it might be fishing or hunting. Others maybe enjoy checking out a new hiking spot or maybe even finding a restaurant or antique stores. Do you have something like that that's kind of an excuse for getting out on those back roads?
You know, for me, it's just a general wanderlust, if you will. I love driving around and just seeing what's there. But seeing how some of these roads can tie together all of those different places, I think is really interesting. And some of the roads do tie together more than usual state parks or beaches or harbor towns or things like that. So that's a nice theme that goes along with the end-to-end part of the highway.
And when you're doing these drives, how do you plan them out, or do you?
I don't. I kind of have a general idea of where I want to go and where I want to end up. You know, I don't want to find myself in Superior with no plan on where to stay. But part of the fun of this is just have a general idea of where you want to go and how you want to get there, and then deviate from that plan as you see fit as you go. And that's part of the fun.
And do you have a preference of like a paper map or an atlas to like literally map out where you're going, or do you use GPS on your phones? What's your technique?
I'm pretty old school, but that's because I have a photographic memory and I can find my way around even without a map a lot of times. So I almost look at GPS as kind of a replacement for me. I don't welcome sometimes, but it's very handy to have that. I love the gazetteer, like the DeLorme Atlas, that has all of these details from the roads to the really side roads, landforms, and things like that. That's my favorite map to use. But with GPS technology getting better and they're getting to be more detailed, that's certainly where everything's going.
I will tell you, I am the opposite of you, because I will look at a map and be sure that I know where I'm going, and I will go in the exactly opposite way. But hey, for your plan, that works fine, right?
To each their own, right?
We are talking with Eric Paulson. He co-hosts the Discover Wisconsin show Sundays on Fox 6 in Milwaukee. And he runs a Wisconsin road trip website called statetrunktour.com. And we are talking about some of the fun ways to get out and explore Wisconsin. We did a feature a few months ago, I think it was, about how reliant many of us have gotten on knowing exactly where we are going to eat or where we are going to shop or where we're going to stay, and relying on things like TripAdvisor or Yelp to make sure that we're, quote unquote, not making a mistake. Mm-hmm. I am guessing that you are more of a just see what's out there and take your chances.
I like having a, it's like I write it all in pencil and I'm willing to erase and rewrite as necessary, because once you actually go out there and immerse yourself in your surroundings in a different area or a different part of the state, you might change your mind. And it's good to have the kind of flexibility where you're free to do that. So you might want to stay at a certain hotel, but then you might decide this bed and breakfast is better, or vice versa. And, you might take a lot more time to get where you plan on going because there's so many cool things along the way to see. You want to stop and take a little time out. So I do prefer it that way.
We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What are your favorite meandering roads around Wisconsin? Do you like having a destination, or is it more about the trip getting there than where you're ending up? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. And Todd in Janesville is up. Hi, Todd.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
When my girlfriend and I, when we head up to Madeline Island, there's a little club called the Kimball Inn, and it's right up high, right when you go through, right when you take a left on Highway 2, it's like 5 miles down the right-hand side. It only opens at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's a great little supper club. The couple's out of Chicago, and they just opened it probably 3 or 4 years ago. They reopened it. And then another thing is a lot of people make it up to Bayfield, but they don't get on the ferry to go check out the island. And there's some beautiful, beautiful state park out there and really nice beaches out on Madeline. So people should get out of, once they get up to Minocqua, take a day trip and go up to check out the Apostle Islands. They're kind of our state park's most beautiful area that people don't visit.
That's great. Thanks, Todd. And is there a particular highway or road that you like to take to get up there?
This one we take Highway 2 over, and then you can stop at another place. You can stop at Copper Falls, which is a really nice waterfall area.
That's great. Thank you so much. And it sounds like Todd is really into your idea there, Eric.
Yeah, Copper Falls is really beautiful. It's actually along Highway 169, just off of Highway 13. And 169 connects US 2 and Highway 13. It's near the town of Mellon up there in the Northwoods. There's also Potato Falls near there. That's gorgeous. And yeah, his has observations about Bayfield. Really beautiful place. And actually in the winter, when the bay there freezes up, Highway 13 has a little state highway spur that goes over to Madeline Island when the ice can hold up. But if you get a chance to drive over there in the winter or ferry in the summer, you check out La Pointe on Madeline Island, mm-hmm. and he's right. The beaches are beautiful up there.
Well, and Todd mentioned something that I hadn't thought of before. He was talking about that supper club that mm-hmm. was just opened in the last 3 or 4 years. And so to me, that would be an argument for revisiting some routes, even if you've done it once. If it's been a few years, there might actually be different things to see and do.
Yeah, and supper clubs are a great theme. Travel Wisconsin, the state tourism agency, did a whole thing on supper clubs. There's a couple of books out on it, and so I will do some articles on it as well, tying it into the roads. First supper club in the state is near Plover, Whiting, that area, on Business US 51, which is the original main highway through there. And there aren't too many new supper clubs. I definitely want to check that one out that Todd mentioned.
Let's go back to the phones, and Jan in Madison is up. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
What would you like to tell us?
I'd love to tell you about experiencing Pepin, Wisconsin, on the Great River Road. And if you get off the road a little and go into town, you'll see beautiful wide part of the spot of the Mississippi River called Lake Pepin.
And well, the sound quality is not great, Jan, so we'll leave it there. But Lake Pepin, she says there's a winery and a great restaurant plus sailing. And for Laura Ingalls Wilder fans, that's also an important place in the Little House books.
The Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum is actually right along Highway 35 in the Great River Road in town. There are wineries out there. And Lake Pepin, one of the widest natural spots on the Mississippi River. In fact, the sport of water skiing was invented right there.
Really?
In the early 1920s. You're in the middle of the Driftless area. Other places near there like Maiden Rock, Fountain City, Alma. That's such a beautiful area and a beautiful drive. And it's considered one of the most beautiful drives in the nation.
Doug on Facebook says, in southwest Wisconsin, if you want a nice little loop of a ride, take from Lancaster, take 61 north out of town to Fenimore, all the way to Boscobel. From Boscobel, take State 60 towards Muscadet, where 60 intersects with 80, take 80 into Muscadet, and it goes on from there.
He's absolutely right. That's a beautiful area. And coming up in May, the Morel Mushroom Festival is happening in Muscadet. And that's actually a very fun time, and you can get a great deal on some wonderful mushrooms that are considered a huge delicacy in France and all over the world.
They are delicious, I will say that. We're talking with Eric Paulson, co-host of the Discover Wisconsin show, Sundays on Fox 6 in Milwaukee. We're talking about his website and project called statetrunktour.com, where he drives highways end-to-end to explore the state and find some hidden treasures along the way. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite highway you've enjoyed the views on? Is there a highway near you that you think people should check out? Do you have a favorite Wisconsin road trip experience or story? We'd love to hear it. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Stay with us. We'll pick up this conversation in just a bit here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. We're continuing our conversation talking about the joys of driving a highway from end to end and finding small discoveries along the way. Eric Paulson co-hosts the Discover Wisconsin show Sundays on Fox 6 in Milwaukee, and he runs a Wisconsin road trip website called statetrunktour.com. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What's the best highway to follow in Wisconsin and why? Do you think Wisconsin makes a good place for road trips? What's your favorite Wisconsin road trip memory? And what's a place you think Eric needs to check out, or me for that matter? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And let's go back to the phones, and Jackie in Tomahawk is up. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Hi. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I live up in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, and of course I'm a little bit partial, but every year we have the Tomahawk Fall Ride, which is, you know, for motorcyclists, but it doesn't matter. We have so many different little country roads that go out west to Tim's Hill, and that's a beautiful area to go during the fall and see the fall colors. Mm. And then we have also Kelly Castle. I don't know of any other castle that's built in the state of Wisconsin, but Pete Kelly's building a beautiful castle that's actually off the beaten path, and you have to cross a moat to get there. And,
wow.
And they do a medieval enactment. I think that's one thing that you really have to go check out. But it's only open during that weekend of the Tomahawk Fall Ride. And then we have so many beautiful rustic roads that run Tomahawk to Minocqua and Eagle River and Manitowish Waters and Three Lakes, and all those rustic roads, and even the where the American Legion veteran camp is. Mm. It just doesn't matter. Those little roads to get on, and whether you're on a motorcycle or a car or your truck or a tractor or your horses, you can just see, you know, wildlife everywhere. There's turkeys and deer and porcupines and eagles, and it's just amazing. I just love living in the Northwoods, and I grew up in Minneapolis, and you couldn't make me move away from Wisconsin.
Wow. Well, thank you, Jackie. That sounds like about as good a testimonial as you could hope for.
Jackie's quite the evangelizer for that area. And she's absolutely right. A drive down Highway 86 from Tomahawk to Tim's Hill, especially in the fall, you have cranberry bogs, the changing of the leaves, Really, really beautiful. And I'll have to check out Kelly Castle. The only one, other one I know in the state is the Mars Cheese Castle. Very different place.
Yes. Yeah. And I have to say I'm a big medieval history fan, so I would love to see the reenactment stuff there. That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phones at 800-642-1234. And Diane in Oregon is up. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I called to recommend one of my very favorite places to drive to that's actually only about 20 miles from Oregon. I think it's only like 5 or 6 miles from Stoughton, and that is Cooksville. It's just a charming, charming, tiny little town. It's got several just beautiful little brick cottages. There's a general store that's open Thursdays to Sundays. They have great ice cream. But it's just a charming little place. It's got an interesting history, too. That whole patch that Cooksville is on originally was given to Daniel Webster when movement west when this area was being settled. And so actually everybody that lives, Webster may have been a signer of the Constitution. I'm not sure, but in any case, everybody who lives in Cooksville can actually trace the ownership of their house back to Daniel Webster, which is kind of cool.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm. Cooksville, is that something you're familiar with, Eric?
Well, it's on Highway 59, and I've been through it, but I didn't know that little tidbit of history, but I'm certainly open to adding it because there's so much uncovered history and information along these roads. I mean, I'm still just scratching the surface on this, and I've got quite a bit on there already.
Well, thanks for that call, Diane. And Eric, how do you think driving through a part of the state you might not be familiar with, or maybe taking a less direct route through a part of the state that you maybe go through a lot but don't really spend time in, how does that maybe change your perspective on the state we live in?
Well, I mean, the nooks and crannies of this state are where the most interesting stuff lies. I mean, the interstate gets you places quickly. But if you take, for example, if you take highways 12 and 16 from Wisconsin Dells to Tomah, I mean, the interstate's the route almost everybody takes. If you take 12 and 16, the original road before the interstates, you go through all those little towns that you only know that there might be a quick trip there or something like that. You go through the middle of these little towns, you see the churches, you see the historical markers, you see all of the charm of the downtowns, the lakes and the rivers and the people. It really does change your perspective, because then these places that are just words on an exit sign suddenly become, you know, living, breathing places you may not have thought of as much before.
Let's go back to the phones, and Michelle in Partyville is up. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Hi, I'm calling. I don't really have like a favorite route that I take, but just something I wanted to share that my husband and I like to do is whenever we are going to travel somewhere in Wisconsin, we have an American Dairyland map that shows all the dairies. It also shows like the cheer stores, the cheese stores also. Mm-hmm. But so if we're heading somewhere, we look on the map and we will, you know, deviate from our route just to go to a dairy just to buy cheese, especially like on a Friday when they have the fresh curd.
Oh, I bet. So cheese tourism. Eric, are there other kind of themes like that that people might want to investigate?
Well, that is a great theme. I'm actually working on a couple of cheese shop tour routes right now. So those will be on the site in the coming weeks. And it's funny with Partyville, it's a fun little town. The watermelon seed spitting competition is there every year. There's always fun events in these towns. But there's a lot of other, you know, great themes. You know, you want to check out ancient landforms. You want to check out cheese shops, farm to table dining you can do. That's becoming a huge thing around the state. And so there are certainly a lot of themes. There's no shortage.
I would say also probably breweries and wineries.
Keeping up with how many craft breweries and wineries and now distilleries have gone up around the state is an unbelievable job. I mean, I'm having to just travel all over the place, but I'm okay with it.
My niece and her partner love to travel waterfall to waterfall.
Yes. And if you're in Marinette County, there's a ton of them in close proximity. And then, like we mentioned, Copper Falls and Potato Falls up there. And then Big Manitou is an Amnicon Falls State Park up near Superior. I highly recommend those places. Big Manitou, actually, the fourth highest waterfall east of the Rockies in the nation. So, yeah.
Let's sneak one more call in. Lois from Eau Claire. Hi, Lois.
Hello. I'm calling. I grew up in Pepin, Wisconsin. On Sunday afternoons in the 50s and 60s, my parents and my sister and I would travel the county roads west of Pepin, Stockholm, and Maiden Rock through the bluffs and the valleys, and we'd sometimes get a little lost, and we'd drive into a farmyard, and someone would come outside, and they would know my mom because she was a high school history teacher in Pepin, and they would say hello and steer us on our way.
Thank you for that, Lois. That sounds like the perfect way to do this, Eric. Just drive and maybe get a little lost, but, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of great county roads and everything, and some of the more notable ones I want to cover pretty soon, too, because especially in that part of the state, I mean, they're up and down winding through these valleys, and it's such a beautiful area that there's a lot more to cover, and I can't wait to do it and get some great pictures.
And that's another thing. I mean, we're so focused on taking pictures of experiences now. I think sometimes it's better maybe take a picture or two, but don't always have a lens between you and what you're seeing.
Yeah, you need to experience it with your own eyes and really take it in. You know, a lot of people just immediately, they grab a quick selfie with the stuff in the background that they want to see, and then they're on their way. You know, sit and look and enjoy and just take it all in. That would be my suggestion.
Well, Eric, thanks so much for joining us again. It's been so much fun. I'm sure we'll be calling on you again.
That'd be great. I'd love to come back. Thank you, Judith.
Eric Paulson joined us from our Milwaukee studios. He co-hosts the Discover Wisconsin show Sundays on Fox 6 in Milwaukee. He's also a radio DJ on Milwaukee's 95.7 and Rewind 92.1 in Madison. He joined us to give us some ideas about short local road trips you might consider taking this spring. And you can find more on his website called statetrunktour.com.